This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Meghalaya becomes the 12th state to sign reform link MOU under Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0. Eighth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly concludes after a seven-day sitting across two phases. Northeast Frontier Railway undertakes initiative to enhance operational efficiency by increasing the speed of 35 trains across its network. First, Shillong International Film Festival concludes with vibrant participation from students, filmmakers and cinema enthusiasts. And now the news in detail. A significant milestone was achieved in Meghalaya with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the State of Meghalaya and the Ministry of Jal Shakti under the flagship program Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 on Friday. The event was graced by the presence of C.R. Patil, and Union Minister and Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma, who attended the meeting online. Speaking on the occasion, Conrad Sangma thanked the central government under the leadership of the Prime Minister and a Union Minister, Ministry of Jal Shakti, for its support and appreciated the state's progress in household water coverage from the lowest to 83% today. He also urged continued support under the Jal Jeevan Mission to ensure water for all, including balanced households. The signing of the MOU is expected to enhance coordination, improve service delivery and accelerate progress towards achieving the vision of Har Ghar Jal in Meghalaya with timely and adequate flow of funds from the central government to the state. The 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly concluded on Friday after a seven-day sitting across two phases. On the final day of the session, the House passed the State Budget 2026-27, authorising government expenditure exceeding 22,127 crore rupees. The Assembly also passed the Nagaland Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026, along with several appropriation bills, including supplementary demands for 2025-26 and grants for upcoming financial year. Meanwhile, the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority Bill was referred back to the state government for further review following concerns raised over gaps between the bill and the tripartite memorandum of agreement signed last month. With no pending business, the first ever double-phase budget session of Nagaland was adjourned sine die. Northeast Frontier Railway has undertaken a significant initiative to enhance operational efficiency and passenger convenience by increasing the speeds of 35 trains across its network during the financial year 2025-26. The PRO of Northeast Frontier Railway said that this concerted effort has resulted in a cumulative saving of 675 minutes in travel time with an average reduction of approximately 19.29 minutes per train. The speed augmentation covers a mix of daily, weekly and bi-weekly train services connecting important destinations, thereby ensuring widespread benefits across different categories of passengers. Among the major improvements, prominent trains such as New Jalpaiguri-Bongaigaon Express, Howrah-Guwahati-Saraighat Express, Dibrugarh-Gyoghar Express, along with several others, have witnessed substantial time savings with reductions of time up to 60 minutes, 30 minutes and 90 minutes respectively. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Government of India for the reduction in central excise duty on petrol and diesel in view of the evolving situation in West Asia. In a post in X, Mr. Rio said the move would help ease the burden of citizens and offer much-needed relief to various sectors affected by global uncertainties. The first edition of the Shillong International Film Festival, organized by the Department of Information and Public Relations, concluded successfully with vibrant participation from students, filmmakers and cinema enthusiasts representing various colleges and universities across Meghalaya and beyond. The final day of the three-day festival began with a masterclass on screenplay writing by filmmaker Dominic Sangma, who shared practical insights into cinematic storytelling. A major highlight of the concluding day was a panel discussion on streaming stories, shifting screens, OTT platforms and the future of cinema in Meghalaya and Northeast India. The closing ceremony was attended by Information and Public Relations Minister Lakman Rimboy, who in his address Rimboy praised the participants, filmmakers and students for enthusiasm and active involvement throughout the festival. In a major crackdown on illegal mining activities, East Jaintia Hills Police on Friday raided an unauthorized coal mine at Wailong under Sutunga village, leading to the arrest of nine workers from the site. According to Superintendent of Police Pankaj Kumar, the action was carried out based on specific intelligent inputs regarding ongoing illegal coal extraction in the area. The police team swiftly moved in and apprehended the workers engaged in the activity. An FIR has been registered at Clear Yard Police Station and authorities have launched a detailed investigation to trace the supply chain and identify forward linkages connecting to the illegal operation. The police stated that its raid is part of sustained efforts to curb illegal coal mining in East Jhansi Hills, reiterating the department's stance. The SP reaffirmed a strict zero-tolerance policy against illegal coal mining and all associated activities. The Tripura State Electricity Corporation Limited has achieved a significant milestone in power service delivery by securing an A grade in the consumer service rating of DISCOMs conducted by the Ministry of Power in association with the Rural Electrification Corporation. Among 66 power distribution companies across the country, TSECL has been ranked 24th, marking a notable improvement from last year B-plus grade to A grade this year. According to official data, the average daily power supply currently stands at 23 hours and 45 minutes in urban areas and 23 hours and 35 minutes in rural regions. Digital payment adoption has increased to 65%, while nearly 99% of consumers are receiving bill updates through mobile services. State Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath attributed the success to the dedicated efforts of TSECL employees and expressed optimism that the utility would achieve an A-plus grade in the near future. Manipur University on Friday held its 15th convocation ceremony, resuming the academic tradition after a long hiatus of over a decade. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, who is also Chief Rector of the Central University, highlighted a pivotal role of the graduating students in achieving the vision of a developed Viksit Bharat 2047, citing that innovation and entrepreneurship, as well as a spirit of self-reliance as guiding principles. He urged the students to use their knowledge and not only for their personal success, but for better growth of the society. Chief Minister Yun Nam Kim Chan Seng, who also attended the ceremony as guest of honour, reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting skill development and enhancing opportunities for students. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Patnaik, has appealed to the people of the state to actively participate in the observance of Earth Hour by switching off all non-essential lights for 1 hour from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. on March 28. The Governor emphasised the conserving and restoring natural spaces along with protecting the rich biodiversity is crucial for reducing carbon emissions and adapting to the growing impacts of climate change. Earth Hour, organized globally by the World Wildlife Fund, is a worldwide movement that raises awareness about climate change, biodiversity loss and the urgent need for environmental sustainability. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim will experience thunderstorms and hailstorms for the day. The weather agency has forecast thunder squalls over Gangetic West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh and Odisha today. The Met Department has also predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Punjab, Bihar, Chhattisgarh and northeastern states. Coastal Karnataka will experience hot and humid weather until tomorrow. And before we close the headlines, once again, Meghalaya becomes the 12th state to sign Reform Link MOU under Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0. Eighth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly concludes after a seven-day sitting across two phases. Northeast Frontier Railway undertakes initiative to enhance operational efficiency by increasing the speed of 35 trains across its network. First, Shillong International Film Festival concludes with vibrant participation from students, filmmakers and cinema enthusiasts. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.